This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
A message to all of you who don't have blazing foot speed and supernatural strength. You're probably not going to get a football scholarship. But you do have a chance to win some tuition this college football season in Dr. Pepper's $1 million tuition giveaway. Go to drpepper.com. Tell us why you should be one of the winners. There's nothing like a free ride. There's nothing like a pepper. No purchase necessary. Go to drpepper.com for details.
The Sears Automotive Center knows that when you get your car back from the shop, you don't want to feel like you've been taken for a ride. That's why the Sears Blue Automotive Crew offers Price Match Plus to get you the best price guaranteed. Now hurry in for hot buys on Goodyear tires. Save up to $80 on a purchase of four. Plus save more on BF Goodrich, Michelin, and Bridgestone Dueler tires after mail-in rebate. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hawkins with a gun, gets a snap. Sets, throws, batted down, intercepted, Ndamukong, Sue to the 20, 15, touchdown Sue. Ndamukong's second touchdown of the year.
It's Jerry Taggy calling signals after a 67-yard march. And on a quarterback keeper, he dives for the goal line. Coach Bob Devaney's unbeaten Nebraska Cornhuskers are number one. 1970 National Collegiate Football Champions of America.
Here's a direct snap back to Burkhead on the Wildcat. 20, 25, 30. Burkhead to the 40. Burkhead up to near midfield. Finally knocked down by Robert Golden.
Here's Wiley's kick. Gets high. It holds up there. Rogers takes the ball at the 30. He's hit and got away. Back upfield to the 35, to the 40. He's to the 45. He's to the 50, to the 45, to the 40, to the 35, to the 20, to the 10. He's all the way home. Holy moly. Man, woman, and child did that. Put him in the aisle. Johnny the Jet Rogers just tore them loose from their shoes.
Tucker's punt is blocked. It's blocked by the Huskers as it was Eric Martin who fired in there and touched that football.
Gets it off to Rozier. Rozier turns. He's running back around the field. He's trying to get away. He's looking for blockers. He turns upfield. He's going to run a touchdown.
Turn. They hand it off again to Roy. Hit it off the left side. He's got a block. Purdy. Roy to the 40-yard line. Roy stumbling to the 50. Cutting back. 45. 40. Weaving his way. 30. 25. 20. 15. Hit from behind and knocked down about the 11-yard line. What a 62 yards by Roy Helu.
And a snap to Tommy and they give on the trap play and it's Schlesinger inside the five. And there for the touchdown. He's got the touchdown. It's the touchdown for Corey Schlesinger. It is history. 13-0. And bring that trophy back to Lincoln.
Back in the pocket. Steps up. Beginning rush. Getting hit. Getting dropped with a 25. He'll lose six more. Jared Crick gets another sack. His ninth of the year and his sixth in 2 weeks.
And an option to the right. Tommy on the keep. Turns the corner. 25-30. Eludes a tackler. 35. Tommy Frazier. 37. 38. 39. 40. 45. 50. 45. 40. 35. 30. He's going to go. Holy cow. Touchdown, Tommy Frazier.
He gets the snap. Holding, steps up, has some time, throws it downfield, has Niles Paul there, he makes a catch at the 20, 15, 10, 5, he is in, touchdown, Nebraska.
Third down, cross to the middle.
Six seconds left. Jones gets a snap, rolls to the right side, has some time, throws it downfield. The pass, though, is going to be intercepted. Picked off by Matt O'Hanlon. He got that one. His third of the game, and the Huskers are going to beat number 20, Oklahoma.
Oh, man, Trotch escapes. And on the first down.
McCoy gets the ball tipped up in the air. It's going to be intercepted. Pulled down by Eric Hague. Intercepted by the Huskers. It was deflected by DeJohn Gold.
First down and 10 to go. Here's a hand up to Thunder who gives it back to Mike Stutz. He's going to throw it. He's got a man out.
Yeah!
40. It is. Mike Stutz. 15-10. Mike Stutz.
A
sets, throws out a flat pass, caught, first down, Kinney, inside the 40, fights his way inside the 35, down to the 30-yard line, Brandon Kinney fights his way for a Husker first down.
Senior T.J. O'Leary to snap it, senior Jake West to put it down, Alex Henry to try to put the Huskers in front with a minute 50 left in the game. And the snap is down, the kick is up, the kick is
get
on
there.
Its way, the kick is good! Oh! 57 yards out of a school record to put the Huskers in front, 33-31. Back to throw. He rolls the pocket to the right. Bean rushed. Gets in as he throws. Has McNeil open. He's got a touchdown, Nebraska. Mike McNeil grabs it, and Nebraska with three touchdowns in the first 4.5 minutes of the fourth quarter. Now leads his thing 19-12. Back to throw is Landry Jones. Has some time. Steps and throws. Passes. Picked off. Prince of Mucamara, 20, 15. Prince is spinning around at the 12-yard line. Still on his feet. 10, 5. And gets it driven down to the 1-yard line. And the Huskers have it at the 1 of the Sooners. McCoy back in the pocket. Holding, holding. Now being rushed. Sue gets him and throws him down. That is his third sack of the game for Ndamukong Suh, the best player in college football.
It's a great group of kids. And I just want to say to Nebraska's back, and we're here to stay.
And happy Football Friday, everyone. The Nugget Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, getting you ready for most people's week two of football, whether it's high school, whether it's college, week one for the pros. Daddy, the line last night was 5.5. I don't know why Garrett Hartley's missing field goals. All I'm saying is they were favored by 5.5.
Hey, don't worry about Garrett Hartley missing them. How about Longwell missing an extra point?
He got blocked.
Well,
there's a difference between
get the thing up.
Well, I'm just saying, there's a
he got through there. Big boy got through there and got a hand.
Glad to have you. What's wrong with you?
I tell you what, I was just yelling at that TV last night, jumping around, get a little fired up at Brett Favre making bad decisions. My fantasy quarterback. And
when you have a chest cold, that probably sticks around for a while, doesn't it?
You know, and I want to thank my friend Galen Killian, who last night I ran into, and he says, well, this is the best I've felt in 2 or 3 weeks. I have this damn cold, and he went on and on. About a half hour later, I think I got his cold. So thank you, Galen.
It's all in the books. We have taken our investments, our chips, if you will, and we've invested them for the upcoming football season. We will see how that all pans out. Glad to have you along with us today on the show. Speaking of chips, let's go to Vegas. We'll talk with Mike Perenio, race and sportsbook manager of the Mandalay Bay, Lincoln native, a little Southeast grad, and he has been at the Mandalay Bay for a number of years. And we'll look at those final odds for the NFL season and where everything is setting right now. And then get a couple of picks from him, which I'm sure will be
pretty good.
I'm sure will be exactly against a couple of teams that I picked. Daddy has his NFL and college selections set for today, coming off a sparkling first week where he went 1-1 on Friday, but then on the show Tuesday he magically was 3-1. So, you know, that's just go with it. And so Daddy's 3-1 on the season. Good for him. Also our Pigskin Pick'em, where we beat down another one of you, the listeners, on the Doug and Daddy show today. Give me one of the lists there. I want to give you a little rundown of some of the games instead of just, you know, popping them on you right away. Because I think we're going to do this in the first half of the show today. I don't know for sure, but we might do it in the first half of the show today. Remember, 888-455-ESPN, always the number, 888-455-3776. You know, the problem is we had a couple of really good trivia questions that we didn't use earlier this week, Daddy, that maybe that's how we'll qualify somebody today. But damn if I can't remember either one of them. You can help me. I had the one in the bank for Tuesday when you just gave away Troutman's trivia.
I've got the one.
So, all right. Some of the games. You've got some good games, and you got, like, Stanford-UCLA, Oregon-Tennessee. We've got all three games that we're going to have on the radio here tomorrow on ESPN. Georgia-South Carolina, Florida State-Oklahoma, Penn State-Alabama. We'll pick all of those, and you can hear them all tomorrow here on ESPN. Michigan-Notre Dame, Miami of Florida, Ohio State, Hawaii at Army. That is one of the picks today on our Pigskin Pick'em. And again, if you beat us, then you will be one of the finalists for a laptop computer coming from a Premier Rental and Purchase. So that's the end of the year. Somebody's taking home a computer. You know, luck, knowledge. You pick colors, you pick teams, you throw darts, whatever it is. We'll have those for you. So coming up on the show today, besides Mike Perenio, the head football coach of the Omaha Nighthawks, Jeff Jagosinski, formerly at Boston College. We're going to talk with him. Their team is now set. Yesterday, the UFL had to have all their rosters down to 52 men. Amon Green stays on. Maurice Claret is on the team. Robert Ferguson, Jeff Garcia, DJ Shockley. DJ Shockley is on there. There's a couple of guys that maybe didn't make the team that you'd heard of. Jay Moore is on the team, the former Husker, and we'll talk with him about that. Their week or their season begins 2 weeks from today at Rosenblatt Stadium in Omaha, where they've sold over 10,000 season tickets, I believe it is. Holds 24,000. They think it could be a sellout on Friday, September the 24th, when they take on Hartford. Eight-game season, then into the playoffs.
It's going to be a lot of fun. There's a lot of excitement around this team already. And Jeff Jagosinski, of course, the coach that went to interview with the Jets, returned to Boston College and was told, "I told you not to do that. Clean out your desk." I mean, weird deal.
Probably won't bring that up.
No. Doubt it.
You'll probably ask him where he's been eating since he came to Nebraska.
No doubt about it.
All right. Tom in Hastings says, "Daddy, I'll give you a prescription for your cold. 5 pitchers of beer and 2 orders of hot wings. And don't call me in the morning."
Oh, I'd be up, Tom. I'd be up.
Daddy. 888-455-ESPN. Email us anytime, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. You know where you can have 5 pitchers of beer and wings tonight? O'Malley's. Because it's finally Friday, what better way to kick off your weekend than with Happy Hour at O'Malley's on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center every Friday night from 5 to 7. Happy Hour or 2. They don't care if they can count or not. They just want you to have fun. Stop in tonight, enjoy their drink specials, nachos, and wingies, all at O'Malley's from 5 to 7. Hang out with the gang, escape to O'Malley's. It's Kearney's downtown tradition. The beer garden's open. Go see Slick back there. He'll set you up with a couple of beers. The beautiful young ladies, Bethany, Shannon, the whole gang up front. You know, there's a couple guys there that you want to avoid. Maybe Richie's working tonight. I don't know. The Riz, console Riz about his Vikings loss last night. They're all there. You think about it, they're all friendly. They're all friendly. They're friendly people. It's free wings. It's free nachos. You have to pay for the beer, but it's not all that expensive. It's Happy Hour from 5 to 7 every Friday. Hey, college students, if you haven't checked it out yet and you're 21 or older, this is the place to be. Take care of that belly. Put a little moisturizer on top with your favorite beverage and have a great night and a great weekend at O'Malley's, Kearney's downtown tradition. Wings, nachos, 5 to 7 every Friday. See the gang at O'Malley's on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center.
Perfect, perfect. I can't wait. I can't. You know, we got a football game to do tonight.
Yeah, we do. I don't know what we're going to do with you.
We'll see. Maybe this afternoon things have get better.
You going to go get a shot in the buttocks?
No.
Maybe if you went and got a shot in the buttocks, you would feel better. I don't know. I don't know what you did last night. You got things going in you, things going out of you, medication. I don't know what you're doing. So I just want to make sure that the things that are supposed to be going in are going in and the things that are going out are supposed to be going out. You didn't get confused, did you?
No, I'm good. All right. I'm good on
you
that
didn't
part.
Put the pill in the wrong spot. Good. No. That's all I want to know. 888-455-ESPN. We've got a lot to get to. Jeff Jagosinski is going to join us here in just a moment. We're going to do our pigskin pick'em for the weekend. It's all coming up within this half hour. We'll talk to the coach after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Check out the great oil and filter special at CarQuest Auto Parts. Get 5 quarts of Castrol GTX motor oil and a Bosch premium oil filter for just $17.99. Get a $5 mail-in rebate when you purchase Bosch Icon wiper blades or a 2-pack of Philips Crystal Vision Ultra Lighting Capsules. See store for details now through November 2nd at participating CarQuest Auto Parts locations. Great people, great products, great prices.
Roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
Live from Progressive.
It's time for Tips from Flo.
Tips from Flo.
Here's a tip about our loyalty program.
Loyalty program.
The savings don't stop when you switch. You're automatically enrolled on day one, and you keep earning great discounts and benefits. And it's free.
It's free.
Are you just repeating everything I say?
Kinda.
Rewarding loyalty. Now that's Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Cumulative benefits are limited, not available in all states and situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It might have started as a little pebble hitting the windshield, and then you see it. A
crack spreading right across your vision line. Well, B&B Glass Incorporated will fill your crack.
Wouldn't that be in poor taste?
You got a busted window? B&B will replace it. A chip? B&B will repair it. But that's not all. With B&B's anytime emergency glass service, anytime circumstances present you with a pain in the glass, call B&B Glass for tint, replacement, or repair.
B&B Glass, located at 922 Central in Kearney.
Want to save big dough, big bucks, big cashola? Who doesn't? Then get into Kearney Yamaha now for huge savings. The folks at Kearney Yamaha are offering blowout prices on motorcycles to clear the way for the 2011 models. That means you can save over $2,500 on select new Yamaha Star motorcycles. So what are you waiting for? Get into Kearney Yamaha today. Save huge cashola and ride home on a new Yamaha Star motorcycle. Great rebates and get financing as low as 3.99%. Hurry in. This deal won't last long. Only at Kearney Yamaha. Yamaha, Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, just south of I-80. Finance offer subject to credit approval applies to purchases of new Yamaha motorcycles made on a Yamaha installment financing loan account from 9110 to 122810. Minimum contract length, 24 months. Maximum length, 36 months. Minimum amount finance, $5,000. Fixed APR of 3.99%, 5.99%, 6.99%, or 12.99% will be assigned based on credit approval criteria. See dealer for details.
Have the first contest of the season told enough about what to expect in Washington?
Martinez to the 40, 35.
Want to talk about it with Sean Callahan of Huskers Illustrated and Rivals.com? You can Wednesday. Hastings Keno Sports Bar and Grill. $7 brown bag lunches and lots of big red questions and answers. Lead off with a live Doug and Daddy at 11. And Sean Callahan, Hastings Keno Sports Bar and Grill. Big red lunches brought to you by Home Federal Savings Bank, Midas, Complete Nutrition, and Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see a chance for showers and a few storms yet through the midday hours, then partly sunny skies develop as we get into the afternoon. With a high at 77, winds will become bearable at 5 to 15. Skies turn clear tonight with a low at 50. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 70.
Coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show today, another chance to win a set of tickets to the Dukes of September. Donald Fagan with Steely Dan. You got Michael McDonald, had been with the Doobie Brothers, been doing a lot of things on his own. Boz Skaggs. That concert is at the Mac Center in Council Bluffs coming up on Tuesday night. Second half of the show, we're going to give you a chance to win a set of four tickets to that concert. Mac Center, Mid-America Center, Council Bluffs, Tuesday night, 8 o'clock. Boz Skaggs, Donald Fagan, and Michael McDonald will be listening for your chance. We've got one more set of tickets that we're going to get rid of. And speaking of Omaha and the Council Bluffs, we're heading to Omaha here in just a second with Jeff Jagosinski, with the head coach of the Omaha Nighthawks. And as we set that up, let's tell you that this weekend is tailgate time. Hastings College is home. The Huskers are home. Volleyball is home in all three spots, UNK, Hastings, and Nebraska. Wherever you're tailgating, do it with the best. And that's Troutman's USDA Certified Angus Beef Quality Steaks, aged a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. Grill that up. Maybe you want to do some of the brats, the sausages, the chorizo, the garlic. The brats are all there for you, and you can put them on your Green Mountain Grill. Maybe you went to that first tailgate and you went, nobody brought the grill? Or you went to the tailgate and you went, gee, Ed, nice grill. Maybe I should throw some more charcoals on. Oh, no, the bottom just rusted out. You don't want that. Do it right. Don't screw up your great meat and sausages with a bad grill. Kerry and the gang is going to take that and get it. I mean, Daddy, are you stoking the grill right now? Green Mountain Grill from Troutman's Quality Meats. And don't forget, they've got the domestic and imported wines from Max Creek Vineyards, the Superior State wines. It's all there for you, whether you need the steaks, the ribs, the ground beef, the sauces and the spices to put on it, the rub, the butt rub. Don't do the butt rub, Tony. He's so into his picks right now that he doesn't know what he wants to do. The butt rub. Are you still butt rubbing? Are you ever okay? You done butt rubbing?
No, I just go back and get more. Okay. I can't stop.
All right. Troutman's Quality. Maybe that's the problem. But Troutman's doesn't get any better. Football's here. The food should be there as well, Daddy.
You're no doubt about it, especially when it's fresh out of the smokehouse.
Well, the Omaha Nighthawks will be the newest team in the state of Nebraska, and I know a lot of folks in the metro area are looking forward to this, and it's starting to spread even more across the state of Nebraska, and yesterday was a big day for the Nighthawks organization, going through their first cut down, getting down to that 52-man roster, and getting ready now to get these guys on the field for the 2010 season, and we are pleased to welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio the head coach of the Nighthawks, Jeff Jagodzinski. Coach, thanks so much for the time. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning. I'm happy to be here.
Well, Coach, let's start from the beginning because this is the first time we've had an opportunity to have you on the program. Tell me how Coach Jags ends up in Omaha wanting to take over a UFL team in the Omaha Nighthawks.
Well, that's an interesting story. Rick Mueller, we got a chance to visit each other back in January, and we had a bunch of conversations about the UFL and what they were trying to do and what kind of league it was, and they had an opening for a franchise, and he asked me if I'd be interested in coaching one of those teams, and I was. I didn't coach last year, and I've been coaching for over 20 years, so I had an opportunity to have my own team again and build this thing from scratch with Rick, and it's been a lot of fun. In fact, it's the best coaching job as far as having fun with guys that I've ever had.
Coach, explain to the fans out there, from your perspective, what you think the UFL is and what it's trying to accomplish as the league continues to grow.
I think that there's a lot of players out there that don't get a chance to play in the NFL or have been in the NFL that, for whatever reason, whether by injury or by getting cut because of the numbers, which we went through yesterday, that they are not able to play. But there's a lot of players in this league that are former first-round picks.
Coach Jeff Jagodzinski joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio, leading the Omaha Nighthawks. Tony, yesterday the Nighthawks cut their roster down to 52, and Big Daddy, there's a lot of players with familiar names on this team.
Yeah, I think that's really what's bringing the excitement to Omaha, and Amon Green leads that list. Coach, when you get a quality player like Amon, what does that mean to this team?
Well, I think it gives credibility to it, and I think him, Jeff Garcia, I mean, Gary Stills, I mean, we've got some pretty good players, and they are a little bit older than the normal rookie 22, 23-year-old guy, but what brings that is you get a lot of experience, and guys that I do have an older team, but they have gelled a lot faster than what a regular team would. Because they know they've been there before.
Coach, was there any trepidation when you first took this job? Thing, we've kind of been down this road before with these different leagues.
No, not at all. I saw it as an opportunity to coach again and have my own team and do it from scratch. Like everything was from the beginning, and it was fun to be on the ground floor and see how it had operated and what we would do, what we wouldn't do, and it's been a fun time. Busy time, but it's been fun.
Jeff Jagodzinski joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, the head football coach of the Omaha Nighthawks. Coach, Jay Moore's on there, as we already mentioned, Amon Green, some other guys with Nebraska connections. From a marketing standpoint, does the organization say, hey, we need a couple of guys from the home state to help this team, or how do you balance that? Because I know they're still good football players.
Oh, they really are. Jay Moore, just for an example, wanted to play in the league. He had an opportunity to sign with another NFL team, and he decided to come here to Omaha and get a chance to play football, play for another 8-9 games, and then have his choice of teams to go to, because I think he's a really, really good football player. Plus, he is from the state of Nebraska, and his name is recognizable, as Amon Green's is. So I think that's a real positive. We didn't deliberately just say, hey, we don't want all Nebraska guys, but we wanted to take the best ones in the state.
Coach,
sure.
Coach, were you surprised by the level of interest there was in this team, the amount of tickets being sold and the excitement?
Well, you know what? We are the number one leading franchise in ticket sales. I think we're around 10,000 right now, season ticket holders. So I'm really excited about that. I think that Rosenblatt's going to be a full stadium when we play there. we'll have the best backing, best crowds, really going to have the best of everything. And when you're looking at our franchise, it really is a model franchise on how it's going to be done, and I think teams are going to copy what we've done with the new ones.
Coach Jeff Jagosinski is joining us here for another couple minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. Coach Jeff Garcia is on the team. Robert Ferguson's on the team. You've got some of these ex-pros. What about the names that we don't know? Who has stood out to you so far in practice and should make an impact on this team right away?
Well, I think Josh Savage is playing a defensive end for us, and he was with the Florida team last year. We've got Robert Ferguson that has been in the NFL. They're playing wide receiver for us. DeVar Darling is another guy that has been in the league with the Houston Texans. A lot of these guys, in fact, almost all of them have had NFL experience. And, again, that's what I mentioned, that our team chemistry has come together a lot faster than what I thought it would have. So when people come out and play or see us play, they're going to realize that the level of football we got is really, really good.
Coach, how do you go about finding these players? Or do they come to you, or how did word get out?
Well, you know, the word spread pretty well. I think they did a nice job of marketing, and when we had our open tryouts, we had 300 guys at the tryouts, and there are so many players out there that haven't got the opportunity, and it really spread by word of mouth. So, and we weren't the only team that had tryouts with 300 people in it. Every team in the market had the same type of turnout. So there's a lot of interest in playing still.
Jeff Jagosinski with us on the Doug and Daddy Show with the Omaha Nighthawks. They're 2 weeks away from starting their season at home, Rosenblatt Stadium against Hartford. Right now it's a 5-team league. Next year, if all goes well, it's going to be at least an 8-team league. Coach, got to ask you about Maurice Claret. Your thoughts on this young man and how he tries to get his career going again.
Well, you know, this league is a league of opportunity, and there's the guys that are playing in it and guys that are coaching in it have been given an opportunity to just be able to do it again. And Maurice is, we did a lot of background, talked to a lot of people about Maurice, and he's been nothing but a professional since he's been here. Amon Green has taken him under his wing, and you can tell that he hasn't played for a while, but he's working through that and getting better with every practice. He's eager to learn, he studies, and he loves the game of football. So we're really glad that we have him. We think that we have a really good player in him, and we're just going to see how far we can develop him. Hopefully we can get him to the point where he was when he was at Ohio State.
Coach, what kind of shape do these guys show up in, specifically Claret?
Well, Marie showed up in really great physical shape, but there's a difference between being like in weight room shape and football shape. It's just different because your body is used in different ways. I mean, you're not sitting out there in the middle of the field with a bench press. You know what I mean? So, but he is starting to get his legs underneath him and learning how to, you know, cut now, you know, on running and finding the open holes, open seams, and just learning our offense and the terminology. And he's doing a really, really nice job for us.
Coach, give the fans in Central Nebraska a little more information on the league. You start with Hartford. Who do you see as the best team coming back? And give me a breakdown of the league overall as far as a competition for the upcoming season.
Well, I think the competition is being fairly close. And the reason I say that is because everybody has access to the same players. So as far as the top team, I would probably say it would be Las Vegas and Florida right now. They have a lot of good players surrounding their clubs, and they have been in the championship game last year. So I think those two teams are going to be probably the top two teams or the teams that you're going to have to beat. There's a team out in Sacramento who had moved down from the San Francisco Bay Area. They're in Sacramento now. Denny Green's coaching him, who's a former NFL coach, and Chris Palmer up at Hartford, Connecticut. He's got a brand-new team. So there's a lot of newness to the league, but I think that's going to bring some excitement because there's a lot of unknowns on what each team has.
Coach, Omaha's got some great restaurants. Have you got a chance to check out any of the food?
I'm going to tell you my favorite one is Petros. Love it. I love it. It's either Petros or Petros. It's over on 60th and Center.
It's perfect.
It's an old school. It's just exactly what I grew up in. is that type of place, and the people that came in there, I said, man, I thought I was back in Milwaukee. So that's my favorite place so far. They got Meatloaf Monday, and I keep missing it. They keep running out, so I'll get there sometime. But that's my favorite place in Omaha right now.
Hey, great.
Well, Coach, hey, we appreciate you giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show. 2 weeks away from the opener, I guess. Leave us with this: what should the fans expect to see when they come to Rosenblatt on that first Friday night?
Well, they're going to see a lot of excitement, and they're going to see a lot of good football players producing, and hopefully we can come away there with a win. That's what we're expecting anyway. We expect to win every game. So come on out, see some professional football players that have had history, and there's some guys that have not had their name well-known, and they may be future stars of the league next year.
Well, in case you hadn't noticed, Coach, football fans in Nebraska expect Nebraska teams to win every game. So no pressure there, buddy.
Well, you know what? That's the way it should be, and they should expect that.
Coach, we appreciate you giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show. I hope we can catch up with you again as the season gets underway, and best of luck in the opener.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate it.
You bet, Coach. Jeff Jagosinski, head football coach of the Omaha Nighthawks. I hope I get an opportunity to see one of those games. You can go to their website, UFL website. There's a website that the Omaha World Herald keeps up at omaha.com. Check out their schedule. Their first two games are at home. So there you go.
I'm really surprised by the amount of excitement there is this team has generated. But, hey, why not ride that wave into the start of the season?
Some of the games are on Friday. Some of the road games are not. I think there's a home game that's not on a Friday. So we'll maybe get a chance to see that. They seem fired up. And don't forget, all of the guests on the Doug and Daddy Show are treated to breakfast/lunch, whatever you want, at Burger King, two locations in Kearney, along with Cozad, North Platte, and Lexington. You want to try an icy frozen Coke or cherry? Well, there it is, icy Coke. Frozen cherry Coke, yum, yum, just a dollar. Now serving Seattle's best coffee as well. Stop in for a delicious cup of drip or cool off with an iced coffee with vanilla or mocha.
Was that yum, yum? Is that what you just said?
Could have been yum, yum. All Don't right. they sponsor the Kentucky Derby? Coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show, we go to Las Vegas. Mike Perenio from Mandalay Bay is going to join us. Do you remember the trivia question, Daddy?
Yes, I do.
Okay, let's do it. Let's do Pigskin Pick'em. The first person to get the answer, we're going to go to break. Call in 888-455-3776, because when we come back on the other side of the break, it's week two of Pigskin Pick'em, a chance to beat us, and they're going to get fed. Whoever gets the trivia question right is already a winner. We're going to get you a combo meal at Big Dally's Deli, and so we're going to talk about that. And if you beat us, you're in the finals for the laptop computer from Premier Rental.
Doubt that will happen, but
yeah,
whatever.
Well, you know, 9-2, pretty good for both of us last week. Feel that. 888-455-3776. Call now. Daddy, what's the trivia question?
The trivia question is, in the last 10 years, Idaho has had four coaches. One of those coaches is an NFL head coach right now. Who is that coach?
Okay. They've went through some coaching changes at Idaho. They've had four coaches the last 10 years. One of those four coaches currently is a head coach in the National Football League. Who is it? If you know, call now, and you'll be our contestant for Pigskin Pick'em back after this.
Attention, all males over 30. Do you get fatigued and find you're still gaining weight every year? Charger can reduce the fat around your core and increase your energy. So, if you're a guy over 30 and you want to lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Find Complete Nutrition just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue or call 338-1-FIT. That's 338-1348.
Complete Nutrition.
Polaris is having a really big sale. In fact, we're having a factory-authorized clearance, which means you can get up to $1,200 in rebates and great financing on select 2010 and prior year vehicles like the Sportsman XP, the Ranger XP, and the Ranger RZR. You see, Polaris knows what you want to hear, and that is that right now you can get up to $1,200 in rebates and great financing on select Polaris vehicles. I mean, really, what's the point in telling a lame joke when you got deals like this? We also know that radio commercial hype can't excite you the way a great deal in a Polaris does. It's not like you're going to crank up the volume for a jingle, right? But we're willing to bet you turn up the volume to hear that deal again. Well, it's your lucky 10 seconds, because we're going to give it to you one more time. The Polaris Factory Authorized Clearance. where you can get up to $1,200 in rebates and great financing on select 2010 and prior year vehicles. Going on now.
Offer since September 30th. Rebates vary by model. See participating dealer for details. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris Rangers are not intended for on-road use.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see a chance for showers and a few storms yet through the midday hours, then partly sunny skies develop as we get into the afternoon. With a high at 77, winds will become bearable at 5 to 15. Skies turn clear tonight with a low at 50. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 70.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Friday, where the answer to today's trivia question was Tom Cable of the Oakland Raiders. They've had four coaches in the last 10 years at Idaho. Dennis Erickson, no, he's not currently a head coach in the National Football League, but Tom Cable is. And, you know, someone that would know that would be an Oakland Raider fan, Tony. And John from Kearney, we know, is an Oakland Raider fan, and he was able to nail it. John, unfortunately, I suppose that's about the only thing you're going to get right today, isn't it?
That's the only thing I'll get it right all week.
John, congratulations. First off, you're the winner of a Doug and Daddy T-shirt, and more importantly, a combo meal from Big Daddy's Deli, 3905 North 2nd Avenue on Kearney, top of the hill. Also locations in Hastings at 801 West 2nd and 610 East South. Home of how many sandwiches, Daddy?
I think 647 or 48.
They made a bazillion. You know, they've got great sandwiches, anything you could possibly want. And if somehow there's a sandwich up there that's not the combo you want, I'm sure the gang will make it for you. Soups and salads as well. Coupon for a large meal deal at any of their three locations in Kearney and Hastings. So, John, enjoy that. And let's get to the picks here for week number two. And the first game up on the sheet, this is listed in Vegas as a toss-up, BYU at Air Force. John, who do you like?
I'll take BYU.
Daddy, I'm taking BYU, and I'm scared here because I think that's who you might be taking. I don't know who you're going to take. Are you going to say, you know, why is Air Force even?
That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, that line seems really crazy. And, Daddy, you're taking Air Force.
I will take the Cadets.
All right. Will Rick Neuheisel start 0-2? Stanford at UCLA. Daddy.
Thrum, yes.
I'm taking Stanford.
That was my guitar. Thrum.
Good. John?
Yeah, I'll take Stanford.
Thrum.
Oregon at Tennessee. Oregon's just pretty good. Tennessee hasn't gotten that much better. I hate picking against Rocky Top at home, especially in non-conference games, but I guess I'll take another road team here. I'm going to take Oregon. What about you, John?
I'll take Oregon.
Daddy?
God, they put up 72 points last week. 700 yards. Give me Oregon.
Letdown game. First game on the radio here tomorrow is Georgia at South Carolina. South Carolina, a slight favorite for the old ball coach. Who do you like, John?
That game at Georgia or at South Carolina?
Georgia at South Carolina.
I'll take South Carolina.
Daddy?
I'll give a thrum to the old ball coach. I'll take South Carolina.
That's who I took. I thought maybe I'd be the only one to take that. All right. Duke at Wake Forest, the game nobody knows anything about. Daddy, I'm going to take Duke, a 4.5-point dog.
I will take Wake Forest Demon Deacons.
And John?
I'll take the Deacons.
Up next, we told you it was going to be here. A week after welcoming in USC, Hawaii flies all the way across the country to West Point to play at Army. Army's a field goal favorite. Daddy, who you got?
You know what? I'm going to take Army in this one. Too long of a flight.
John?
You know what? Hawaii played pretty decent against USC. I'll take Hawaii.
Well, that's what, the only thing that scares me is the flight. I've also chosen Hawaii in this one. Iowa State at Iowa. Can Iowa State pull the upset? Daddy?
No. Iowa Hawkeyes roll.
I will take Iowa. John?
Iowa.
All right. There was an easy one as we start our Big 12 games here. Florida State at Oklahoma. John, who do you like?
Tell you what, it's gonna be a tough ball game. I'm going to take Oklahoma because it's at home.
Daddy?
What's the one thing that annoys me late on a Saturday night that you do sometimes? It really annoys me, and I want to punch you in the face. Boomer!
Sooner! We're both taking Oklahoma as well. This is a huge game for Oklahoma after not looking good last week. Are they for real? Are they a national title contender? They dropped three spots in the polls last week because of that bad showing against Utah State. Nebraska jumped ahead of them. So we're all taking Oklahoma. We'll hear that game at 2:30 tomorrow here on ESPN. Miami of Florida at Ohio State. Daddy, I'm going to tell you right now, I have not circled this game yet. Who do you got?
I've got the Buckeyes at home. I think, it's still a relatively young coach in Randy Shannon, relatively young team in Randy Shannon's got. I like what he's doing, turning that deal around. But Ohio State's good this year, really good.
John?
I'll take Ohio State. Ja'Cory Harris will make far too many mistakes on the road in that big of a crowd, so I'll take Ohio State.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give you boys a chance. I don't know why, but Ohio State has to lose sometime. I don't like Miami, but for some reason, I'm thinking about 30-30. The old Hurricane teams, they're going to find a way. This will be the shocker. Somebody's going down this weekend. Alabama's going down. Ohio State's going down. Oklahoma's going down. Somebody's going down. Hopefully not the Big Red. And this is the one I'm choosing. So I am going to take another upset and go with Miami of Florida. Penn State is at Alabama. I'll take Alabama. Daddy.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Crimson Tide as well. I think two programs heading in different directions right there.
John, who you got?
I'm going to take Alabama. Penn State's offense is not going to be good with a true freshman starting. But Penn State's defense is going to be better than Alabama's, but I'll still take Alabama's offense.
And our final selection, Michigan at Notre Dame. Daddy, how is overdrunk, delusional Irish fan feeling? Who you got?
Sorry, Ken. I've got Michigan quarterback Robinson. Unbelievable last week. I think he's better this week. The biggest improvement between first game and second game. The kid's for real. I like Robinson. I like the Michigan Wolverine.
And Irish Ken has just shot us an email, by the way. What timing. Notre Dame is a three-point favorite at home. John, who you got?
I'm still taking Michigan. They look too overpowerful against Connecticut. I'm sorry, Connecticut whipped the snot out of Notre Dame, so I'll take Michigan.
I should scratch it out right now and take Notre Dame, but I have already circled Michigan. So those are the picks for week two. That takes us to the all-important tiebreaker. And last week, our competitor didn't get to the tiebreaker. It was just me and Tony that needed it. I am champion of the world. Total points in the Idaho-Nebraska game. John, what do you got?
I'm going to go 62.
That happens to fall right in between ours, Daddy. I have picked 59.
And I picked 45-21. I picked 66 points.
I like that. I was thinking 38-21 when I picked 59. I don't know about Idaho's defense enough, even from talking to the gang, to know how good they are. John, congratulations. Enjoy your combo meal from Big Daddy's Deli, and we'll see if you're the first winner and get into the finals.
I'll have to share it with Daddy, so I'm sure I'll only get half a meal.
Good luck to your 7-point underdog Raiders on Sunday.
Yeah, they're always an underdog.
Thanks, John. John joining us here on the show.
Sorry, Coach Day. I had to do it. Robinson's unbelievable athlete.
I want to go to the Dent Popper inbox here. Chris in Kearney chimes in. This is talking evidently about last night. That game was boring as hell. I'm curious. Did the refs throw a flag on New Orleans yet? Hey, Zebras, you don't work for FEMA anymore. Wow. Ken, Irish. So the big man has a cold. Poor baby. Served you right for trashing Irish Ken the other day. Irish will win by 7 Saturday.
Did I trash him the other day?
Yeah, somebody did.
I believe that was El Conquistador.
Lauren, yeah, El Conquistador trashed you, Irish. Lauren says, you homers, pick the Cowboys to win the Super Bowl. At least with the Super Bowl being in Dallas, the Cowboy players won't have far to go to watch the game. Oh! Lauren! We're already a half game up on the Vikings. While you're watching football this weekend, don't forget to get online. Go to godfatherspizza.com and get coupons to help you save money. And in some instances, I already know a few people from last night's game that could save a little money because it didn't go the right way.
Chris.
Godfatherspizza.com, the place to be. They'll deliver 234-9444. You can take out, you can pick it up, you can eat it there. They're open Friday and Saturday from 11 to 11, and every day their lunch buffet for just $6.50. Oh, so good. They serve it from 11 to 2. Godfather's in Kearney is located on North 2nd and 42nd Street in the Archway Plaza. Dining rooms that seat over 140, so bring the whole gang up. The televisions are always on ESPN, so sports is there for you. Godfatherspizza.com for the coupons, 234-9444 for delivery. Don't forget, we've got tickets to give away still to the Dukes of September. We're going to do that. Mike Perenio's coming up. Here it is, folks. I'm going to use one of those questions. Use one of those questions because we'll forget it by next week. Here is another stat for you. Nebraska and Idaho are meeting for the first time tomorrow. The Huskers are facing a team from the state of Idaho for the first time. So that means they haven't played Idaho State or Boise. I don't know anybody else that they would play that was even close to a Division I opponent. The Huskers are 21-1 all-time against members of the Western Athletic Conference, the WAC. Who was the only member of the WAC in history to win a football game against Nebraska? If you know the answer and are the first through at 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776, we will give you the four tickets to the Dukes of September, Boz Skaggs, Michael McDonald, all going on, coming up on Tuesday night at the Mack Center in Omaha. Who's the only, Donald Fagan, of course, Steely Dan, only team that's ever beaten Nebraska out of the WAC Conference. Back after this.
There's nothing like cheering on the home team, UNK Lopers. The blue and gold is in town tonight, and Platte Valley State Bank, a community bank you can count on, reminds you to get with the crowd and get to the game and cheer on the UNK Lopers.
The 7th-ranked UNK volleyball team has their fall classic at home this weekend with matches today at 12:15 and 7 and Saturday at 12:15 and 7. Plus Saturday, the women's soccer team takes on Northern State at 2. Volleyball and soccer this weekend for UNK.
Saving money is important, but sometimes spending money makes good sense too. Like when you need a more reliable car, an energy-saving heat pump, or a first home. Sometimes you need help making these purchases, and that's when you need a reliable community bank. You need Platte Valley State Bank. Whether you need a short-term loan, a home equity line of credit, or a mortgage loan, Platte Valley State Bank will help you make sound and responsible choices. They have competitive rates and simple, straightforward programs. You can apply online or visit a personal banker. Good lending choices you can count on. That's Platte Valley State Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Want to save big dough, big bucks, big cashola? Who doesn't? Then get into Kearney Yamaha now for huge savings. The folks at Kearney Yamaha are offering blowout prices on motorcycles to clear the way for the 2011 models. That means you can save over $2,500 on select new Yamaha Star motorcycles. So what are you waiting for? Get into Kearney Yamaha today. Save huge cashola and ride home on a new Yamaha Star motorcycle. Great rebates and get financing as low as 3.99%. Hurry in. This deal won't last long. Only at Kearney Yamaha. Omaha, Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, just south of I-80. Finance offer subject to credit approval applies to purchases of new Yamaha motorcycles made on a Yamaha installment financing loan account from 9110 to 122810. Minimum contract length, 24 months. Maximum length, 36 months. Minimum amount finance, $5,000. Fixed APR of 3.99%, 5.99%, 6.99%, or 12.99% will be assigned based on credit approval criteria. See dealer for details.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team. Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th. Cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
We'll see a chance for showers and a few storms yet through the midday hours, then partly sunny skies develop as we get into the afternoon. With a high at 77, winds will become variable at 5 to 15. Skies turn clear tonight with a low at 50. I'm Paul Frombly. Right now, 70.
Saints are still on top. They are the world champions, and they're 1-0 to start the NFL season. And who was our latest winner, the tickets to the Dukes of September?
Stan from Hastings.
All right, Stan, enjoy the concert. Wish I could be there with you. Instead, I'm going to be watching a little bump set spike and working next Tuesday night. And next Wednesday, don't forget, the Big Red Lunch will be in Hastings, sponsored by Complete Nutrition. We will be at Hastings Kino next Wednesday, the Doug and Daddy Show from 11 to 12, and then Sean Callahan breaking down the Idaho game, talking about the Washington game, and taking all your questions. Contact Hastings Kino. For more information, go to our website, ESPNSuperstation.com, and be there for lunch just a little bit before noon next Wednesday at Hastings Kino.
Yeah, looking forward to that, and looking forward to, you know, motor in this week. Last week, obviously, over at Home Federal in Grand Island, both great crowds. Right now, though, we head to the City of Lights. It never sleeps, 24 hours a day. Mike Perenio is a race and manager sportsbook. Mike, how are you today?
Hey, guys, how's it going? It's kind of a good lead-in for me with what happened last night with the funeral services lead-in, because we had the middle last night on the bookend.
Oh, it went from 5 to 5.5 or 4.5 to 5.5?
Yep, and 5 was the number we did. You know, missed extra point. 5's usually a pretty safe number for us, but the missed extra points, and 5 was it was very... It's good for the players last night. It's good to see them have a good night once in a while.
Well, you know what they do? You give them that piece of candy to start the season. You throw out the Mary Jane, and then you just keep whacking them on the head. Bam!
Well,
bam!
We can
keep
only hope
back.
That happens. So.
Keep coming back. Bam! Mike, let's jump into it here so we can get all of our questions in before the end of the show. As you look up at your big board there at the Mandalay Bay, update us on the odds, who are still the top three teams to win the Super Bowl, and then again, give us kind of your dark horse pick.
Well, the Super Bowl odds, you know, have already pretty much changed pretty drastically already. Cowboys have dropped from 15-1 to 11-2, which is a pretty good move on the Cowboys, which surprises me a little bit since Tony hasn't won a meaningful game really yet in his career, but. Right now, those are the lowest odds we have are them and the Colts at 11-2, Green Bay's at 6-1, and the Vikings were at 6-1. We might move that up a hedge after last night's game, and Baltimore is 8-1 after that. So it's they're pretty bunched up. Jets are 8-1. A lot of people think the Jets are the team this year. Last year, I liked them when nobody else did. Now I'm not sure. You know. If they're as good a team as they got a great defense, and you guys have seen like Baltimore and the Bears win with basically just defense. It happens all the time. Defense can win it. So the Jets have a pretty good shot at it. I really like Green Bay. I mean, they lost an overtime game and was like 52-55 or something to Arizona. They're improved, and I don't think they missed Brett Favre there because their quarterback's as good as it gets. He broke all kinds of records last year with passing. And I kind of like Green Bay. And 6-1 is not the best odds. If you wanted to take a shot with a really decent, you know, decent odds, I kind of like the chances of the Houston Texans at 20-1. And we'll see if they're for real when they play the Colts.
Mike, how often these odds make a big move? Like, for instance, in the college game, you get Oklahoma at 8 or 10 to 1, then they have a close game to Utah State. Does that affect it that much at all?
Yeah, because it affects the public. You know, anything that affects the public is going to affect the odds here. You know, whenever the people see it 1 week into the next week, and that's kind of our advantage, is people put too much reliance in what happened the previous week. Team gets blown out or wins big, doesn't mean that they're either the worst team in the world or the best team in the world. And the public tends to overreact to games on a week-by-week basis, and that gives us one of our main edges.
Mike Perenio, manager of the Race and Sportsbook at Mandalay Bay, the czar that is. He owns the place, actually, is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Mike, always fun when folks come out to Vegas. Let's talk about the college game. There are two or three pretty big ones tomorrow. Although the big ones that they keep talking about on ESPN aren't actually that close in spread. Now, Michigan-Notre Dame, if you want to call that a big one, is. But Oklahoma's about a 9-point favorite. Ohio State's about an 8.5-point favorite. Alabama's a big favorite. Of the top teams that are going tomorrow, which one should be the most scared, according to you in the line?
Well, Oklahoma's down to 7 out here. So, you know, that's probably a good sign for Oklahoma. But, you know, really, guys, Michigan-Notre Dame's a big game. That was 10 years ago, wasn't it? I don't know. I don't want to offend anybody, but Michigan-Notre Dame is not a big game anymore. I'm sorry. Michigan might be a big game when Nebraska moves to the other conference that they're moving to.
But, Irish Ken is just – he just fainted. Irish Ken just fainted.
You know, until they – as long as they have academic Stanfords, they're going to be kind of like Stanfords. They'll have a good year every once in a while and look like they're going to go somewhere. But with the academic standards they have, it's tough to do the recruiting of athletes.
Yeah, the same goes for North Carolina, too. Anyway, you know, you look at an Alabama team, Mike, and nobody follows injury reports like Vegas does. They know the ins and outs of what's going on down there. How much does that affect the point spread with Penn State?
Well, it's a big deal, you know, when you lose your, you know, maybe a Heisman Trophy quality running back, it makes a big deal. But, you know, teams like Alabama have a lot of depth, and that line seems a little high to me. You know, Penn State can field a lot of good athletes, and they're going to run, you know, keep the game close. And a lot of 12 point spreads, teams end up beating, losing by 30 points sometimes, and I have a hard time believing Penn State has any chance of losing that game by 30, and with the line at 12. I mean, Alabama might cover and score two touchdowns over the spread and win by 14, but that seems like an awfully high line to me. And if I really own this place, you might take that to the bank. But since I don't really own this place, it might not be the best advice to take the other side of my picks. I'd be on the other side of the counter if that was true.
They have a big pick five in Vegas. Tony and I do that here on the show. We look at the National Football League, and they have, you know, you look at it and you go, really? I mean, what we call phony lines. I know you guys probably have a better term for it out there. But there's a couple that we just look at and go, if everybody in the world thinks the 49ers are going to win 12 football games this year, how are they only a 3-point favorite over the Pete Carroll-led Seattle Seahawks? That's one of them. Daddy, you can chime in with another one here. I know a lot of people are wondering about...
Well, Pittsburgh's down to their third quarterback. How are they, two-point underdog? I mean, why isn't that spread bigger? Maybe it's
What do you got for us on those two games, Mike, and is there one that you think's a little phony?
Yeah, you know, and you're right. Seattle's, I think, their total wins for the season is like 7.5, and San Francisco's 9, some places 9.5. It is a big difference being on the road, but Seattle is on a definite decline right now. The 49ers, you know, they've got the defense again, but they're on the road, and out here the line's 2.5, so it's, you know, I did actually like the 49ers, and I'm playing them this week. But when you see a team on the road and they're only in minus 2.5, they're begging you to bet the 49ers. That's usually a bad situation. Might be a game to stay away from. That's just the way the NFL is. You never know what's going to happen from week to week. The Steelers being at home, quarterback's not everything in the NFL. And if they're at home and they have the defense, that game doesn't surprise me as much as the 49ers game. not being a higher line than it is, and it's almost like we're begging you to take that one.
Mike, one of my buddies that does like to, you know, do some investing from time to time, he said, you know what? There are no big spreads in the first week, which is highly unlikely. Usually you see a Saints team, and maybe it's just the matchups. Maybe there's parity. Maybe some folks just don't know what's going on out there. But there is nobody favored in week one by more than a touchdown. Does that surprise you? Because because we now know that a lot of the underdogs, those teams that you don't think are going to be good, all of a sudden the first 2 weeks, the underdogs do pretty good.
Yeah, and a lot of it's matchups. You know, that just happens to be, you know, the Patriots are on the road, the Colts are on the road. You know, you get teams on, Cowboys are on the road. You get the teams that probably in the midseason are going to creep up into the seven or maybe even double-digit favorites. And really, those are the teams that we don't that when it happens like that, like when the Patriots were on their roll, we couldn't make the line high enough and couldn't make the over high enough. It was like giving a free parlay every week, Patriots and over. Same thing with the Colts when they were in their, you know, when they get rolling, then they're in their prime. Colts and the over were free parlays. There for a while, we were giving four-teamers away every week because it was Colts and over and Patriots and over on a regular basis back a few years ago, and those were bleak times here. What we actually ended up doing is taking the totals off the board even on the Patriots towards the end of the season in those years.
No, Mike, when you see lines move, and when I talk move, I'm talking like Georgia Tech, Kansas, 7 to 14, or an Oklahoma State this week started at 7.5, now it's 13.5. Do those lines move right away, or when do they move?
I mean, a lot of it moves right away because there's obviously a mistake made in the, you know, we sometimes, especially early in the year, they make some errors and then they see the public wagering, and usually it comes pretty fast and furious, and it comes from wise guys right away too. And you know, other than injuries or suspensions, that type of thing, which can move the line quite a bit. You know, there's not much we can do except move it according to the money and not try to move it so far where we end up getting middled like last night's game. It's tough to move a line, you know, and give someone a 7 or a 10 or some kind of middle that's a good number, and that's kind of surprising on games like that.
Now, when you say why, what's a wise guy coming in bet? Somebody that you consider knows what they're doing.
Well, guys that bet early tend to know what they're doing just because they're ready to wager the minute we put out the lines. If you're taking that much effort, you know, maybe wise guy is a bad term because it's kind of indicates something else other than
right.
Being a smart guy. But with the, you know, the age of the internet now, if guys are taking the time where they want to see what the opening lines are and bet right away, we know they've got an edge because, you know, regular Joes aren't going to do that. So, you know, they just may have been studying more and getting information off the web, and it's a different time. The players definitely have gotten a lot wiser overall, just the general public, and it's because of the information available to people that didn't used to be available. I mean, I remember when all you had was the USA Today, and those guys put out lines that they say are Vegas lines that we don't even take. You know, I see on the USA Today they put in about Vegas odds to win, you know, the Oscars, and we don't even put out Oscar odds, so I don't know where they get those Vegas lines.
Mike, do you have a couple selections in the college and pros that people might be interested in hearing?
Yeah, this week, especially in the NFL, the college isn't really my bag. It's a cup of tea, but I definitely follow the NFL. I do like a couple games, and I'm going against the Colts. I like the Texans. I know they're like 1-15 against the Colts, but this is the year the Texans make a move, I think. I like their chances at home against the Colts. It's opening game at home. It's just something I look for. You should be able to get, hopefully, get plus 3 by Sunday. It's 2.5, 3 some places out here. And the other game I like is the Jacksonville Jaguars at home also. I like these home teams on the first week. Or at least their opening games, even the second week if it's their first home game of the season. Jaguars are -2.5, playing the Broncos. Broncos last year were the most overrated team in the history of the NFL, maybe after they went 6-0 to start the season. And I don't think they're going to surprise anybody this year. And I could be wrong. I used to be a Denver fan when they had John Elway. But I like Jacksonville's chances at home on Sunday also.
Daddy, this would explain so much of it. This would pretty much explain it. Because I just will throw mine away. I'm going 0-5 this week. Because I just looked at him and go, why do I like all these road teams? Why do I like all these road teams? And Mike, who, of course, you know, gets them right almost every time, likes a couple of the home. Micah, before we let you out of here, Mandalay Bay, the place to be anytime. And I know we've had some Nebraska folks out there, and you've treated them well. If they want to look you up, and what do you got going on out there for football? And as we get closer to the Breeders' Cup here coming around the corner.
Yeah, it's great. I've had a lot of your listeners out here, and it's fun to meet all the people from my home state of Nebraska. And anyone comes out here, make sure they look me up and say hi. And, yeah, Breeders' Cup's our next big event, you know, other than the football every week. And we're looking forward to the Breeders' Cup. It's a, you know, a two-day event now. And, you know, we comp really well on horse race players, especially guys that fire away at horses pretty good. You can stay at Mandalay Bay if you're playing horses pretty much for free if you're a decent-sized player. And we take care of everybody, and even when the NFL's going, we make sure the horse race players can get their wagers in, which is kind of tough sometimes at some of these casinos. But we try to make guest service our best and number one thing, and hopefully people get a chance, your listeners, to come out and visit us. It's definitely one of the biggest and best sports books in the world, and they don't make them like this anymore. The sports books are now all little. This is nice, great atmosphere. People are standing and cheering. When crowds cheer in our sports book, you can hear it all through the entire casino and out to the strip almost.
I tell you what, I play and I'm decent sized, and Mike Perenio is always taking care of me.
I was talking about wagers, not how much you weigh.
Hey, Mike, thanks for the time. We'll do it again real soon, and have a great weekend.
Thanks, guys. Good.
Mandalay Bay, that's the place to be, folks. Racing Sportsbook Czar, Mike Perenio, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. It's come to my attention so many of our listeners are being able to afford that trip by listening to your picks, so let's do that again. It's time for Daddy's Week 2 in College, Week 1 in the National Football League's NFL College Selections against the spread.
Ken, don't come after me. The Irish, 11-0-1. The dog. Who's the dog this week? Michigan's the dog. Make it 12-0-1. I like the Michigan Wolverines. Plus the 4 points versus Notre Dame. Toledo at Ohio. The Rockets had just 10 first downs versus Arizona. Now they face Noah Keller. Noah denies them again. I lay 7.5. I will take Noah Keller and the Ohio Bobcats.
Uh-oh. That's one with your heart. You're supposed to be going with your head here.
Texas Tech minus 24.5 at New Mexico. The Lobos, 113th. In offense and defense a year ago, 72-0. Oregon pasting a week ago. It's going to be ugly, and it's going to be ugly
Tech,
again.
One less day to prepare.
Hey, it doesn't matter. This is so bad. Texas Tech, late at 24.5.
They're your new Washington State.
They are.
I see you don't have Washington State picked this week.
No, I'm giving a break to the Cougs. They deserve. I can't stay on people's backs. It hurts their backs.
And I see, again, you've picked another huge college game for your last selection.
Georgia Tech, minus 14 at Kansas. Turner's got so much work to do. If that wasn't evident last week, it will be this week. Georgia Tech, that option offense, rolls up some yards, rolls up some points. Kansas in trouble.
Daddy has taken two road favorites, Texas Tech to take care of New Mexico, Georgia Tech to take care of Kansas. He's got a road dog, Michigan at Notre Dame. He takes Michigan, and he's got the home favorite, Ohio, to take care of Toledo. Daddy, you have taken, and you had these picks before we talked to Mike, three home teams in your National Football League selections.
Yes, I've got Miami at Buffalo. I think the Bills just an improved team. They've been slowly rebuilding. A lot of people, a lot of hype and merit. I know, I'm sorry. But I'm going to take the Bills plus the 3 points at home. Denver at Jacksonville.
Miami has not won at Buffalo since, what, 02, 03?
Yeah, you're right, correct. I'm telling you right now, Denver at Jacksonville. Sorry, Mike. I had this well before Mike Perenio said it. I will take the Jacksonville Jaguars. I think these are two teams that are just headed in different directions. Jacksonville wasn't that terrible a football team as their record indicated a year ago. Tough losses, whatnot. I think they're headed a different direction. They're at home. They should be fired up. And Atlanta at Pittsburgh. Folks, if you get a chance to watch Dennis Dixon get out of the pocket, one of the most electrifying players. He's as fast as Mike Vick. I tell you what, when he gets out and runs, there are going to be a lot of Dennis Dixon jerseys sold in the next 3 days after tomorrow's game. He's a fabulous player. Pittsburgh finds a way to beat Atlanta.
Buffalo, Jacksonville, and Pittsburgh, Daddy's three NFL selections. Folks, enjoy the games. Tomorrow's triple header, college, Georgia, South Carolina at 11, Oklahoma, Florida State at 2:30, Alabama, Penn State at 6. Then on Sunday, the Colts and Texans, the game that most people are talking about. That's the noon game, followed by the 49ers and Seahawks at 3, and the Cowboys and Redskins at 6:30, and then Monday night's doubleheader. Tonight, high school football all over the airwaves. You can check our website for all the games. You can hear the games on the website, all the Hastings games, Kearney games, whatever we're at, you can hear, and we're looking forward to that. Monday on the show, Merck and Morris, and we hope to catch up with Sharon Zavala, head volleyball coach at Grand Island Central Catholic, because by this time Monday, she will be the winningest volleyball coach in the history of the state of Nebraska. Plus, Mondays with Merck and Morris, Daryl Morris, UNK, Paul Merkowitz, and then we'll break down the Husker game against Idaho.
Also on Monday, John will then be a loser in the Pigskin Pick'em, and we'll be 2-0 on the season. We'll see you Monday. Doug and Daddy Show.
Thanks to Jeff Jagosinski. Thanks to Mike Perenio, and for you listening today. Have a great weekend, Daddy. Get
we'll
better.
We'll see you Monday.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.